Hi, it's Ellen DeGeneres. Welcome to my podcast. We're going to listen to some of the best moments from the show, and it's going to be hosted by four executive producers that I love. Happy listening.
On today's episode of Ellen on the Go, the hilarious former Philadelphian Kevin Hart tells us a story about backyard camping. Rob Gronkowski, Gronk as Mary knows him, Gronk. Yep. Is on the show today. He's out of retirement to go help his buddy Tom Brady win another Super Bowl. And boo. Howie Mandel climbs a tree to see his grandkids. That's not creepy. Comedian Sarah Cooper, her first appearance on the show, she's the woman who lip syncs to actual things that Donald Trump says.
And it's they're funny amazing.
Funny on two levels. One, what he says is ridiculous. Two, her impersonating him is hilarious. Hozier performs for us, and Ellen spills the staff quarantine tea. I'm Ed Glavin.
I'm Andy Lassner, host, creator, president of Podcast International.
And I'm Kevin Leben the second.
Somebody just shoot
me. Hey, Andy, how many different Wi-Fi channels did you have to...
I had to get to three different Wi-Fi channels in the home until I could find one that works.
That sounds presidential, I'll tell you.
Buy a lemon?
I'll
did
be
you
honest
buy a lemon?
With you.
Are you in a lemon? Did you buy a bad house?
No, we have one Wi-Fi channel, and then we have these splitters, so it spreads more.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
Split it. You split them?
The eye rubs.
Touching the eyes. Double eye rub.
The point is, listen how crisp it is right now.
Okay.
When it comes to protecting yourself from COVID-19,
yeah,
every day is opposite day for Andy.
Yeah. I'm not great with it, but so far, nothing. No symptoms. I'm asymptomatic.
You're definitely not going to get it. You're definitely not going to get it by touching your eyes.
You guys
don't struggle with
face touching? You don't struggle with not touching your face?
I touch my face, but not anywhere near the way. The way you go at your eyes under your glasses is like nothing I've ever seen any human do.
I know. Doesn't that hurt?
It's kind of a lot.
There's a relief to it because I seem to have itchy eyes. I don't know what it is. Maybe I should try the Visine or something. Some of the stuff Kevin likes to use on his eyes after he smokes grass.
Oh, yeah. I love grass.
something else you can get hooked on, Andy.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, welcome to our podcast.
Welcome, everybody.
I believe this is what? How many episodes have we done in the quarantine era?
67.
67 wow, total. We've been in quarantine.
How many years have we been in quarantine so far?
14.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yep. I'm over it.
I'm so over it.
It was a tricky Memorial Day weekend, not your typical Memorial Day weekend.
I know. Yeah. Go through what you did on Memorial Day weekend hour by hour for us.
I stayed home. No, people were out this weekend, I thought. Didn't you think there were a lot of people out, Mary?
Yeah, I think there were more than I've been seeing, but you know, we were still sticking pretty close to home.
Yeah.
We had big plans, and then we decided to dial back the big plans.
As Kevin said early on in this thing, it's going to be trickier and trickier to contain people for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
The longer it goes, the harder it is to, even my kids,
the plan is for all of Los Angeles to be open by July 4th. So I'm not...
Open in what capacity?
Yeah, because in Morongo, every two machines are turned off. And what if you're lefty machine?
It'll be like that. But the good news is it'll be open.
Wait, every third slot machine is the only one open?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
So, Kev, what does that do to your odds and what does that do to your playing strategy?
More importantly, what does that do to my marriage? Chris is not.
Because why?
Because I'm going to gamble.
Are you going?
I see.
Got it. He's
worried about getting the COVID at Moronga?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He thinks I'm stupid for going out. Yeah.
He doesn't think the casinos are necessarily the most clean places. How could you say that about a casino?
That's a weird restaurant.
If nothing else, you would think all the cigarette smoke would kill the COVID.
Yeah, exactly.
When are you planning your first foray?
Maybe this weekend. I'm sliding further and further towards the people who are like picketing outside and being like, let's open up the country. Crazy.
Well, put your bandana on and get your long gun.
I know.
Storm the state house. That seems reasonable.
My kids who have been amazing through this thing are definitely starting to really, really sort of push for at least friends to come over and swim, or can we meet our friends in the street, which is fine, except I am convinced they will not be able, not by any fault other than being kids, to stay 6 feet away and keep their masks on the whole time. I just think it's not normal. It doesn't.
Did anyone else read that article about Florida?
No. What?
No.
Well, like, you know, Florida was kind of laughing stock for a while because it was
opening so
early.
Those
pitches, yeah, the pictures of the beaches all packed, and they didn't really do safe at home until very late, and they weren't hit hard at all. So now it's like, how come Florida escaped?
Yeah.
And there's all these theories about the heat and humidity.
All those people who were on the beaches were on spring break, and now they've gone home to their home state. It's very basic. When you're out of your house, whatever the rules are in your state or your community, when you are out of your house,
follow them.
If you don't exercise social distance and you don't wash your hands a lot, and especially after touching surfaces that you don't know who else has touched them, then you are increasing your chances of getting coronavirus. It's that simple.
Yeah.
And if you do social distance and you do stay more than 6 feet away, yeah, and you do wash your hands a lot and clean surfaces that may have been exposed, then you have a lesser chance of getting, yes, COVID-19. That's just the way it's going to be. And don't ask for, you know, in spite of what you're hearing on television, don't ask for hydroxychloroquine, because it, yeah, not only doesn't work, it increases your chances of death. These are medical experts on CNN and ABC, yeah, News and NBC News, and not
fake news.
Yeah.
My whole thing, though, is I've never been a fan. I actually do not like public restrooms. So that's not a thing, because they're saying do not use those.
That's why you pee in Ellen's yard?
That's one of the reasons. It's not even the main reason why I pee in her yard.
Public restrooms aren't open, at least in California.
No, I know, but they say as they open, like, they're going to start opening them with the restaurants that open. And to me, it's like, I've never wanted to use one, so.
I mean, public restrooms are open. They're at gas stations.
I guess it's tough.
McDonald's, yeah, they're open in California.
It's probably tougher for you, Mary, and you, Kevin, because you both pee sitting down. But
I like that one.
But yeah,
in Malibu, the beaches are open, but not for sitting. And then, yeah, the parking lots are closed and the bathrooms are closed. So
what
it's
does
like
that
a
mean
cruel joke where, like, right, it's basically saying we're not going to stop you from walking on the beach or stop you from surfing, but we're going to make it nearly impossible for you to have any fun. So we're going to.
That's what it sounds like, is if you can't, yeah, hang out, it's like, get on the beach, do your business, and leave. And it's like, my business on a beach is just going to be laying down.
Yeah, and then so, as we speak and as we do this podcast, it appears to me that you're doing it while playing with a butter knife.
No, it's letter a letter opener.
People were, yeah, sitting on the beach, you know, last weekend. Like, they were.
But
they
people are going to park in other people's neighborhoods, yeah, and other people's driveways, yeah, in front of their houses, and it's going to piss people off. It's not the best resolution.
Well, and the bummer is, it's like, you know, the people who already live close to the beach are going to be able to access the beach, and the people who don't live close to the beach, who maybe also live in smaller apartments and tighter conditions, mm-hmm, aren't, yeah, going to be able to access the beach, and that's not fair.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the hilarious Howie Mandel.
I just want to do one more thing before we move on to Kevin Hart, who I really, yeah, think is the funniest woman alive. Yeah. I want to recommend a podcast to, ooh, both people who listen to this podcast.
Okay.
It's called Wind of Change, and it's on Spotify. And here's what it's about. There's a song by a hair band, a big 80s hair band called the, yes, Scorpions. The, yep, song is called Wind of Change. If you hear the song, you will remember it. It includes a little whistle at the top. And this podcast is about whether or not that song, Wind of Change, was written by the CIA. The Scorpions were a West German band around the time of the fall of communism. And whether or not it was written by the CIA to affect progressive openness to the West among communist bloc citizens. Here's
what was the Scorpions' big hit, Eddie? They had a big hit. That's escaping me right now.
Yes, they did have a big song.
That sounds like a CIA jam.
Hold on, here comes the vocal part. Hold on. The Moscow. Down to Gorky Park in Moscow. All right. Winds of Change. Rock You Like a Hurricane was their big,
yes,
song.
Yeah.
Rock You Like a Hurricane.
Yeah.
Well, headbanging. Like, Kevin's
similar
kind of music,
similar to,
you know,
that.
Metal.
Yep. Yeah. Well, Kevin comes from a background of metal. Arizona is sort of the metal capital of the world.
Anyway, that podcast is really cool. Mary, talk about the incredible Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. I mean, Kevin Hart is a funny guy who, admittedly, you know, he was in a bad car accident maybe within the last year or a year and a half. Yeah. And at the time, he was forced to stay home. And when we talked to him after he had been forced to stay home, he admitted that he's not a guy who had been home much. He was a guy who was always traveling and always making movies and always doing stand-up and had not really spent much time with his family. And when he had the accident, he was forced to spend time with his family, and it turned out that he liked it. And so now in the quarantine, he's sort of used to it. He's like, he has been doing it. And so to entertain his family, his young kids, he set up a camping trip in the backyard. He got a big tent. He got air mattresses. He got everything you needed, and they were going to spend the night in the backyard.
And how did that go?
Here's how it went.
Let's talk about the backyard camp. Whose idea was it? And tell everybody how long it lasted.
Well, you know, I'm home. So all of these ideas are my ideas because I come up with stuff. So we were eating dinner one day, and I said, you know what? How about tomorrow we make it camp day? And they was like, nah, not interested. And I was like, you don't have a choice. We're going to do it. So I got all the camping gear. You know, we got us the tent, the sleeping bags, the mattresses. And I, you know, because we're a big family, I got us the tent that holds about six people so we can have some room in there. And, you know, we were going to go through with it. I said, we're in the house and we eat dinner. Everybody goes to the bathroom, and then there's no more house after that. So from 7:30 until the next morning, it's all camp life, okay? We're outside. We were allowed to bring one iPad, and Zoe got to bring his. No phones, no other electronics, just one iPad, and Zoe had his, and we had some scary movies. So, you know, we started to watch Scary Movie number one, and at this point in time, it's dark. It's starting to get dark. And here's the thing. You know that rabbits look huge, like, with a shadow because of the ears? You don't know that that's a rabbit. That's for real, okay? So we had a scare. A rabbit was, like, outside, and the kids was like, whoa. And I got crazy. And I was like, we're going to die. That's where everybody kind of got riled up. And, you know, first thing I did was, of course, protect myself. You know, everybody, you're old enough to figure it out at this age. But I didn't know what it was, so I didn't run out. And my wife was like, it's just a rabbit. Just chill out. And, you know, I calmed down, realized that I was overreacting. She said it's time for her to go in because she's pregnant. So her and Zoe went inside. So then it was just me, Hev, and Dew. At this point, I'm like, I hope I don't see another rabbit because I don't know if I can take it. You know, if I see a rabbit, I'm leaving the kids. And I found myself talking to the kids, and I was like, I feel like we did it. Y'all think we did it? And it was like, did what? And I was like, it? Like, this was cool. And they was like, I thought we were staying till the morning. And I was like, y'all can stay. I'm a go in because I want to check on Nico because she's pregnant. I don't need to be out here. And I left. I got out of there. I checked on them, you know, through the window to make sure that they were still moving and stuff in there. And they were fine. So mm-hmm. All in all, it was a success. I went back in the house about 11:30.
Not bad.
he tried.
I find Kevin Hart to be objectively one of the funniest people alive.
I know.
He's I do so too. Funny. I find him funny. And I also find when he talks about something serious for it to be compelling as well. He commands your attention, I guess is what they say.
Yeah. Even like I'm burning questions. I couldn't wait to hear what he had to say to those ridiculous questions.
I got into a conversation with my 8-year-old. She was asking me about who Kevin Hart was. And I said, you know the bunny in Secret Life of Pets? Wow. And she goes, oh, I love that. I love that guy. I love that character. Like, Kevin Hart plays the bunny in Secret Life of Pets. And it is 80's favorite character in that movie.
How about that?
Yeah. Amazing. He makes lots of people laugh.
He told a story 10 years ago or 15 years ago before he was really big on the George Lopez talk show about how his kid thought he was Spider-Man. And when other kids at school would want to fight him, he would go, I'm going to web you. It was like a 6-minute talk show story. And I laughed my ass off the entire way through. He just tells these stories so well. I don't know. I just think he's awesome. I really
Here's a clip of that. Oh, no, we don't have that show. Turns out Kevin's we only have the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Kevin, all Kevin wants to do is push us through this thing because he has a lot. Listen, Kevin's created a lot of things. He's created a lot of shows. He's got a lot of irons in the fire. He's wildly wealthy, hence all the gambling. He's making money faster than he can spend it. And he's got shit to do.
Are you officially a mogul yet?
Oh, no. We are mogul.
Hell yeah. Part of being a mogul is hiding straight your moguls from normal people like us.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I have a fun fact story for people who might like to listen to this podcast because they want to know behind the scenes thing of what happened to Ellen DeGeneres show.
Okay, very good.
Mary, do you know that for approximately 4 minutes out of our time up at Ellen's, we move roly-polies out of the way?
Well, you should narrow the we because I don't move them.
What? Me and Ellen. So like there's a walkway to where we shoot the show right there. And for some reason, there's grass on one side, pebbles on the other, and roly-polies love to cross right there.
Do you know what roly-polies are, Mary?
Yes, okay, I do. Good. Yeah. Even gray, though I grew up in Manhattan.
Little gray bugs that turn into little balls.
Little balls that roll.
Yeah, that roll up.
And so before we go in there, we clear the path.
How many do you have to move generally?
Kevin yesterday moved at least 3, and he saved one because Ellen was about to step on it, and she didn't even know it.
And that would have ruined the day. I know.
That is unusual.
It snuck up behind her.
The space Ellen has in her heart for animals is...
I know.
It's unbelievable.
It is incomparable.
Right. And her eyesight for animals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what she looks for. It's so fun. So we do that, and then we can start the show.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that funny?
She'll go, look, there's a bird building a little nest right here in the grass. And be like, mm-hmm. No, that's just grass. And then she'll go dig in there, and she'll go find it. And she'll be right. There's a little nest in there.
She's like a spaniel.
Yeah.
She's like a spaniel. And by that, you mean eager and likes to flush out animals?
Yeah.
She can go find the birds in the grass.
She's our own little English Springer Spaniel.
She's the best.
Mary, talk about your dear Gronk.
Rob Gronkowski, I learned about as when he was a football player for the New England Patriots because my mother-in-law, Phyllis Silver, loved Rob Gronkowski
Phyllis Silver gets a shout out.
Finally, it's about time you mentioned her.
Because he seems to be a really fun guy. I think he has a lot of brothers, and we learned that he's quarantining with his mom down in Florida. So how do you not love that? And he had hands where he could seem to catch any football anywhere near him. And then he was strong enough to be able to drag anyone trying to tackle him along. If he had been a Philadelphia Eagle, Ed Glavin's love and affection for Rob Gronkowski would be unpaneled.
Right, but he chose.
But he's
not
a Patriot, so Ed.
Ed doesn't. I don't hate him. No, I like him.
No, you don't
like
hate him, but you don't
love
him.
Don't care.
I like him, and I think he's actually. I actually think he is. He's an incredible receiver.
Yeah. So he retired because his body just got really beat up, is what he told us on the show. And then Tom Brady.
His contract was up and he elected to leave New England.
Right.
He felt like he had run his course in New England.
Yes, that is true.
And I believe Rob Gronkowski retired because Tom Brady was leaving. He knew Tom Brady's contract was up. He thought he might get traded. And he did not want to play without Tom Brady on a team that was maybe rebuilding. So he retired. Then Tom Brady got one more year out in New England. And it's the minute Tom Brady signed with Tampa Bay, I think he probably made a call to Gronk because Gronk's a beast. And Gronk was like, I am there, say when, say where.
You should have talked about Rob Gronkowski.
And he's also kind of funny.
He is kind of funny. Here he is talking about quarantining with his mom.
Hey, Ellen, how you doing?
Gronk, I'm good. Happy birthday to you.
I appreciate it. I was actually born on Mother's Day, which is something special. So I'm always my mother's gift every Mother's Day. And also being with my mother is my gift on my birthday. So it's been a great day.
That's so sweet. That's so great. So are you going to do something special to celebrate or just hanging out?
You know, we're just hanging out. where we're planning on going on the boat in a little bit. She lives on a very nice lake, and we go on those little party boats that go like 15 miles per hour throughout the waters. So we just love to go out and cruise, look at the fish, look at the alligators. That's planned. You know, it's a low-key birthday right now, so it's always good to have those.
And where are you exactly?
I'm in Fort Myers, Florida. My mother has lived here for about 10 years now. So I'm down here right now quarantining with my mother and just celebrating Mother's Day with her, celebrating birthday, my birthday. So it's been a long week. It's been a great week.
So that must be easy for you to make that choice to go to Tampa Bay when your mom lives there. So now you're going to be living closer to her.
Yes, of course. You know, everyone keeps asking me, did Tom get you to Tampa? Well, of course it didn't hurt that Tom went to Tampa, you know, and the opportunity to go to Tampa was there too. But, you know, Tom was like the appetizer. And then there's a few other reasons. I love the weather. But the main course, the main reason why I came down to Tampa to play is because my mother lives 2 hours away. She can get to all my games, all 8 of our home games. Whenever I have days off, she's 2 hours down the street. And I get to see her, so she's super excited. I'm like, oh, hi, Mom!
Hello, Mom!
Yes. There she is.
And then he's got a game show.
Yes.
He's hosting a game show.
Yeah.
Because he was retired.
On another network.
He did a bunch of sort of interesting things in his year of retirement. I think he maybe did some wrestling. He just looked like a guy who was having a whole lot of fun in his year of retirement. Mm-hmm. And then he felt like his body had healed, and who wouldn't want to then play with Tom Brady again? So here he is talking about going back to football.
So now why you decided you didn't have much of a retirement. I mean, I think that was a long par of Cher's retirement, and I don't know who else said they were retiring and never did, but were you really planning on like not playing again? What changed your mind?
You know, at the time when I retired, I definitely felt like it was the right decision. I definitely needed a break from the game. I've talked about it many times. I mean, I played football for, you know, 15, 16 years straight. And on top of it, other sports throughout my high school career. And on top of it, always competing on and off the field. So I just feel like my body needed a little rest. And I wasn't sure if I was ever going to get back into football or not at the time, but my body healed up. You know, I took a lot of time, focus on the body, focus on abilities to heal. You know, I've had 9 surgeries throughout my career too. It took a lot of big hits. You're playing the game of football. Let me tell you, you're getting smacked every play versus 280 pounders on the defensive line, or you're getting smacked by a safety whenever you're not looking and you're catching a pass. So my body needed a break. It healed up, and I feel rejuvenated. My energy's back. I'm super excited to get back out on the field, and I feel like I'm ready to go.
Wow. Well, I'm excited. I'm happy to see you play again. But yeah, it looks like it hurts every single time you get hit. It's a rough game.
Back in the game.
Back in it.
Howie Mandel.
Yep.
Howie.
Kev.
I love Howie.
Oh, he's a prince.
He's an
absolute prince.
And he's made for comedy during the coronavirus.
Oh my gosh, he really is.
We should have Howie on the podcast.
That would be fun.
He would do it.
He would do it.
Yeah.
He absolutely would. He'd be great.
He's so unbelievably funny.
Yep.
One of the funniest. I mean, he's hilarious.
And he's exactly who you see. Like whoever you think Howie is, that's Howie Mandel.
He's been a stand-up comedian for about as long as there have been stand-up comedians.
I mean, I'll date you. He was on Saint Elsewhere.
Oh, I know.
He was on the show Saint Elsewhere. He played a doctor, and he had a head full of hair.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Most people are going, what was Saint Elsewhere?
Saint Elsewhere was a show about doctors in a hospital starring Ed Begley Jr.
Yeah. Here's Howie Mandel talking about how he gets to see his grandkids during the quarantine.
Happy anniversary. You had a 40th wedding anniversary during quarantine.
Thank you.
Wow. How 40. Was, congratulations.
Yeah, I know. Congratulations. What was that like?
Wait, I'm holding for the applause to die down behind you. Okay.
Well, okay.
Let me speak. It's 40 years of marriage to my lovely wife. There she is. She is stunning. Terry. And we were in quarantine. March 16th was my 40th year. And last week, she informed me 41 doesn't look good. It doesn't, living with me, living with me is, you know, I think that, you know, you may enjoy me for a couple of minutes on your show. You don't live with me, Ellen. And people used to always ask my wife and I, what is the secret? What makes it work? And she would tell you that distance makes the heart grow fonder. And I've always been on the road. I've always been taping shows. And now I'm with her. I'm with her all the time.
Well, you do have another house, because I know that when your children were born, you moved into another house to not be near the children, right?
Well, not to. Well, you're making it seem like I was afraid of children. No. And the children were ill. You know, if they had a cold or they had something like that, look at the calls are coming in. I'm running a telethon, apparently. I'm still taking donations. I don't know what it is. But anyway, when the kids got sick, then I would go into, I built like a germ room, where like a panic room, but it was a whole other house where I would go so that I wouldn't get sick.
Well, at least you don't have to homeschool, because your kids are all grown up, and that's what everyone's really complaining about is homeschool.
We wanted, way before this, my kids are amazing. You know, one daughter, Jacqueline Schultz, has a master's degree in urban education. The other one has a PhD in physical therapy. My son, Alex, wasn't as good as we wanted him to be homeschooled, having nothing to do with this years ago. But I think I've mentioned this before. He wasn't accepted. And I was in his room when he got the letter, and he knew our handwriting and everything. So it was a very tragic time. But now I have grandchildren. Now I'm a grandparent. So, and that is raising a whole new set of issues for me.
Yeah.
Because my daughter is a germaphobe, like I raised a good germaphobe, I'm not allowed to really have contact with the kids. And my whole life is my grandkids. So I don't know if you go on my Instagram, you could see it, but I go to visit them. And in order to visit them, I'm not allowed in the house and I'm not allowed near them. I have to climb a tree. I climb a tree and I look in, there I am. Well, you had it. You guys are like professional.
Yeah.
You guys are professional. Yes. So I climb the tree and I look in the window, which is nice for me. It's, I don't know if that's quality time with your grandchild, but I hope that I'm not instilling, you know, a negative, like when they grow up, do you want the image? I remember waking up early in the morning and looking out the window and there was Papa in the tree. I don't know if that's good.
Andy?
Yep.
Sarah Cooper, buddy.
All right. Well, you talked about her early, but Sarah Cooper, look her up right now. I believe it's Sarah CPR.
You're correct.
On either Twitter or Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And what she does is she lip syncs to Donald Trump's craziest things that he says.
Correct.
But you would think, well, anyone can do that. The point is, you must watch her to understand why it's brilliant.
Yeah, even if you like Trump, it's still really brilliant. Funny. It's not designed to hurt Trump. It's just her. His voice is so distinct, and it doesn't sound like it should be coming out of her mouth, and it looks does this.
And the facial reactions, and
so
the, it's just amazing. Yeah. Anyway, we were lucky enough to have her on the show, and here's a little bit of that.
Hi, Ellen. Hi, Andy.
I'm not sure this entire quarantine I've been more excited for any guest.
Yeah,
honestly,
I agree. This is very exciting for me as well. You make me so happy, and I look forward to each one that you do. So, and the one that you released last night was, I mean, they're all amazing. Anyway, let's talk about how you got started, because you started a few weeks ago. You started, the first one was that one we just showed, right?
Yes, that was the first one, April 23rd. Yeah, I mean, I bribed my nephews, Ryan and Tyler, to show me TikTok last summer. And they reluctantly showed me, and I was like, oh, I'm too old for this. So I put it away, and then I'm in quarantine, locked in my apartment. So I'm like, let me figure out what this is all about. So I checked it out again. And it's all these kids lip syncing to music and TV clips and movie clips and stuff. And I was like, you know, it would be cool if I could lip sync Trump, because I'm so different than who he is. You know, I'm a Black woman, I'm an immigrant, and the stuff he gets away with saying, I would never get away with saying unless I could lip sync him. So I decided to just give it a shot. And so I started doing it. And I got, you know, a few views here and there, but then when he gave me this gold of injecting disinfectant into your veins and putting light under your skin, that's when it really took off. So that just went crazy viral.
Yeah, it did. Do you think that that Trump has seen your videos? Do you have any idea?
I would imagine no. He blocked me on Twitter 3 years ago when I hurt his feelings. I told him he wasn't fit for office. And he didn't like that, I think. So maybe he's seen them. I would think his aides try to like keep him, you know, sheltered from anything negative about him, but maybe he's
seen them. Right.
I would love for him to make a comment about me on camera though, because then I could lip sync that and then the circle would be complete, you know?
Here's what I love is she talked about like how hard it is to do, like how many hours it takes her to get these videos right. To get his cadence, I thought it was really impressive, and she was really funny. I like
really
that
funny.
Yeah,
Ed.
Yeah,
you enjoy Hozier.
Oh, I love well, Hozier, of course, is from the Motherland.
Take me to church.
You know he's popular when Andy knows him. Yeah, you know, and you also, and when Andy knows him, and he's not from the '80s.
you know, it's a big deal.
He's a really beautiful singer-songwriter from Ireland who wrote the song Take Me to Church.
The Motherland.
And he has this beautiful new song that he did with just, I think, a guitar and maybe one accompanist for us from his home in the Emerald Isle.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. And so I think we should, you know what we'll do is we'll say all of our goodbyes. And then
play us out.
Oh, we're
like
going to go out.
Wow. Break the format.
Wow. Yeah. This is new.
Will Andy still get to sing a song he does?
Yeah. Well, I'll decide in post.
Okay.
I get it. Kev, do you want to talk about
quarantine?
Spills the quarantine.
Well, yeah. You know, we've been trying to do some segments that we do in our studio. We've tried to revive them via Zoom. One we thought we would try was Spill the Tea. So we got Lauren. Everyone knows Lauren, Matt, Pickle Boy, Carol, who you know from exclusively Spill the Tea, and Twitch to come up with secrets. And I got to say, I got to see the list of secrets before we narrowed them down. Twitch and Matt have some dirty secrets. They rival Carol.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Matt Wright, you know, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm 56 and I've lived a bit of a life. I came from the other side of the tracks. But I got to tell you, Matt Wright,
got some secrets.
He's a freak.
Yeah. So anyway,
I enjoy it.
Lauren texted me a picture. She's like, "Do you think I should do this to surprise Ellen?" And it's a picture with gigantic drawn-on eyebrows.
Oh my god, it was so good.
I started laughing so hard. I'm like, "Yes, you have to." So we go to do Spill the Tea. You'll hear a little bit about this in the clip, but you have to go watch it in your DVR because the screen that Ellen is watching is much smaller than, I don't know, say seeing someone in real life or the picture that I had on my phone. So she couldn't tell that Lauren's eyebrows were particularly large in the
poor
small
Lauren.
She was she seeing. Looked like Eugene Levy.
So Lauren's just sitting there with these giant eyebrows. I think Ellen
Andy
was probably thinking
point.
Like, oh God, yeah. I wonder yeah,
Andy,
if she's...
yeah, Andy said something. I was falling out of my chair.
It was so good.
And then I was falling out of my chair because she had done it and Ellen wasn't referring to it.
And by the way, Lauren was repeatedly making the move go up and down. And
it was ridiculous.
You've got to go watch on your DVR, but listen for the clues and see if you can guess who dislocated someone's shoulder during sex. Here you
what?
Go.
Joining Carol today are some of my wonderful staff members. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Ellen.
Carol, what kind of dirty, dirty business are you going to reveal today?
Oh, you'll be surprised.
Well, it must be hard for you during this quarantine because you have to stay 6 feet away from your swinger parties.
Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah. Matt.
Yes.
Matt has strong opinions. He loves sunsets and has an obsession with paper towels. Next, my writer, Lauren. You may remember her as Gina from Cat Week, who loves to eat cat litter. Mm-hmm. And I love that Twitch is playing. Twitch, I'm gonna get to hear a secret that I think I know everything about you. Maybe you're actually a DJ. Maybe I find out that you're a DJ.
We'll see.
All right, if I can match all four, I am gonna win an amazing prize. The first secret is I've been kicked out of Macy's for having sex in the dressing room. Carol. When I was a kid, I wanted everyone to call me Denise. Matt. In high school, I locked my teacher in a closet. Carol. One time I dislocated someone's shoulder during sex. Carol. All right. This one, I think this is going to be easy. I am going to say, that Matt has been kicked out of Macy's for having sex in a dressing room. That seems like Matt for sure. I wanted everyone to call me Denise. That I'm going to put that on Lauren right now.
What's going on with Lauren's eyebrows? What's happening?
I'm not sure. But what's happening with your eyebrows?
I just haven't been able to get to a salon. You know? I don't trust myself with a tweezer.
Okay. It's a small monitor, so I can't really see, but all right. I don't want to be rude. Maybe those are her eyebrows.
That was a good game. That was fun to watch.
That was a
fun. I'm so glad we've had this time together.
Uh-oh. I'm so glad we had this time together. But actually, hi, today we're going to have Poacher take us down. Kevin, how do I listen to this podcast?
Happy birthday, Troy, and bye, Poacher.
Happy birthday, Troy.
I'm sorry, Andy. What were you saying?
How do we listen to this podcast?
Well, you could subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. And don't forget to watch Ellen weekdays for even more Ellen fun.
And thanks, we never everybody. Leave you.
Hold on 1 second.
Beautiful...
I'm on a phone call. Hosier, will you play us out today?
Oh,
okay. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Hosier is going to join us live in a minute and play us out of our podcast.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Stay safe. Bye, Portia.
Bye, Portia. Happy birthday, Portia. Troy.
It's here in the shaking lately.